from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got some big injury news across, out of the NFL.
Oh, no way. Something that nobody is talking about.
J.J. McCarthy is going to undergo knee surgery.
Yeah, which sucks. I'm not trying to make light of it, but I my phone, as I'm getting ready to leave the house this morning, was, it's like, okay, guys, I get it. The rookie quarterback who's not starting for the Minnesota Vikings got hurt. It was just
That's a really good point. That, I mean, like... And again, he got injured, and a big portion, if not all of his rookie season,
it's probably gone.
Is in jeopardy right now. Because
again, it sucks. It sucks a lot.
It's awful. It's awful for J.J. McCarthy. It's awful for the Vikings, and nobody likes that news at all. Another awful thing is like the very rarely does your phone get that many alerts. I don't know why everybody kind of pushed out these alerts like they did, but like it was honestly the last time that my phone was getting alerts like that, like I did today with J.J. McCarthy. I mean, it was ESPN, it was Bleacher Report, it was, you know, CBS Sports, like all of the push notifications. It was like when that idiot tried to shoot at Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
no, seriously,
that was the last time. Like, it's the J.J. McCarthy news does not warrant that sort of response from every major outlet.
Folks, I get it. It's the middle of August, and it's a barren desert of content.
Yeah.
But for the love of God, J.J. McCarthy, it's okay.
And look, a meniscus, this is an injury, too, where, you know, the Vikings even said it. We don't know the severity of it until we kind of get in there, right? We don't know if they're going to try to pull a Philadelphia 76ers and say everything but a flap. In there, but with a meniscus, he said he was feeling some discomfort. They went and they did some imaging on it, and they were like, all right, yeah, we're gonna have to go in and repair this thing. It obviously is a downer because of how good he looked in that first preseason game.
Yeah, he did.
He was efficient, he got the ball out quick, and he threw for a lot of yards. Mm-hmm. I think 188 yards or something like that. And you sit there and you have to look at it, though, from the perspective of Viking fans, and what the expectation was heading into this was, no, Sam Darnold was going to be the guy to start the first few weeks of the regular season anyway. I just hope it doesn't, you know, stunt any of the growth from J.J. McCarthy. Yes. And getting reps are so valuable, especially when you're a quarterback, and especially with just the timing and the speed ramp up of the NFL.
The thing for me is... It's not full, like, blessing in disguise, because anytime you shred your knee, meniscus or otherwise, it's not good. You're not getting better. it's not helping. But I'm pretty parked on this island. I don't think unless you're the number one pick and you're so overwhelmingly ready that as a rookie quarterback you should start. I just don't. I think we've seen this time and time again when guys sit for a year or two. It is infinitely better for them. Yeah. I honestly can't think of an instance where a franchise drafted a quarterback that they knew was going to be an heir apparent.
Boy.
That they sat for a year purposely, at least, and it didn't work out.
I had gone through this before, and it is pretty... It was actually more even than I thought. Mm-hmm. But guys that did sit for a year, there was a lot of them that you're like, oh, so the best quarterbacks ever. Everybody wants to point to Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is an outlier in
that. Yes, and he also was terrible in some instances, but also showed the flashes while also getting murdered.
He has the NFL record for interceptions as a rookie. But guys like Joe Burrow, mm-hmm. he went out and he got injured because the offensive line was so bad his rookie year, you know? And I agree. I always like having a guy sit. Maybe not even for the full season, but a chunk of that season.
Yeah.
Let them get their bearings. Let them figure out what it's like to be a pro. And then you start getting those reps. But the reps in practice are what has helped every single one of those guys. That competition, the speed. If you're a backup quarterback, you're also in a position where you're going up against your number one defense mm-hmm. in a lot of instances in practices. Not all the time. If you're going live, they'll throw the third string guy out there because you never want your backup to get hurt. That's a terrible thing for you to have to happen. But you're looking at, you know, whether it's Skelly in your 7-on-7 or, you know, a lot of the thud sessions, you'll have your number two is in there going up against the first team defense. Okay, pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. And you just get to digest everything and see the mistakes somebody else makes in the NFL and learn and grow from that.
You have to ultimately learn from your own, but I think it's particularly at the quarterback position. Look, if it was like, well, what about C.J. Stroud? Yes, there are exceptions to the rule, but also I think it was one of those things where with Stroud, with Caleb this year, when you look at with Andrew Luck, like you look at these guys mm-hmm. and you go, yeah, no, they come in. Hell, Russell Wilson in Seattle. Like when you just know and the guy is just so far ahead of the curve, you're mm-hmm. like, okay, cool. We can go down that path. We can figure that out. But for the most part, 90%+ of these guys aren't ready.
Yeah, and McCarthy is an interesting one, though, because you also have a wealth of talent surrounding him that he could thrive as a rookie. But as it is, I don't think that this is detrimental to J.J. McCarthy, his growth, or what he'll be as a pro. It is a bummer for Minnesota Viking fans. The injury that I thought was, in all honesty, I thought it was more significant, is Jahmyr Gibbs in Detroit. Running back for the Detroit Lions, Jahmyr Gibbs, he was diagnosed with a hamstring strain.
And those notoriously go away very quickly.
But this is the bigger issue with Jahmyr Gibbs is that this isn't just like an initial hamstring strain. He had a hamstring injury on June 5th during OTAs. He wasn't cleared to return until July 27th. And now you have a hamstring injury yet again. I think that is a more notable injury for a team that has Super Bowl aspirations this year in Detroit. And I think it's safe to say, like, look, this is a team that went to the NFC Championship game a year ago. They won the NFC North last year. They have everything that it takes to be a very good football team this year. And a lot of those guys return, a lot of those pieces are back this year. Jahmyr Gibbs going down, that's brutal, man. And I just go back to, there was an article done early in the off season about Christian Watson of the Green Bay Packers, wide receiver.
Mm.
And he had a history of hamstring injuries. So he ended up taking part in approaching the University of Wisconsin and being a part of a study of, all right, how can we train our bodies to strengthen our hamstrings and start avoiding these soft tissue injuries that linger and affect you for a really long time? Mm-hmm. And it changed. He changed diet, changed training regimen, everything to try and keep his hamstrings healthy. And I think that that study, as it goes on longer and longer, and as they get more guys involved in it, that could be a game changer in every sport, not just in the NFL, but when you have your hamstring, dude, that's your gas and your brakes.
Yeah.
I mean,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You see hamstring in NBA, NFL, you just go, they're done for 2 months.
Not
like
good.
It's just for all of the I love hearing a coach. Oh no, we'll kind of see where he's at and we'll test things out. It's like the history of hamstrings shows us it's 2 months, and if you try to do anything, it's gonna linger and linger and linger and linger. Like that's just I don't know why we haven't gone somewhere different with that. And I know with the study and what they're trying to do treatment-wise, they are finally starting to do things differently in that regard. But there's always like this, well, I can just treat it and we'll just deal with it as it goes. And it's like, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
When hamstrings go, you're done.
I mean, the good thing for Detroit, you do have David Montgomery still, but I think that is a
Gibbs is what makes him
blow,
special.
A 1-2 punch in the explosiveness that you can have out of the backfield with Jahmyr Gibbs. That's gonna be a shot for the Detroit Lions. So, not good on the injury front, but it is that time of year.
Yeah,
this is where this is
the attrition rate that sets the table for the NFL season.
No doubt.
There's always a handful, dozen or so injuries that they end up defining the season.
Have I ever told you the War of Nutrition story?
No.
So in high school, we had a coach that came in and he was talking about, big game. He's like, it's a war of attrition. And kept saying, war of attrition, war of attrition. He walked out and one of our linemen goes, did he just say it's a war of nutrition? Didn't know what nutrition was or attrition was.
I love an offensive lineman.
He was all about a war, the war of nutrition.
He's just like, am I supposed to eat a banana?
Yeah, give me my orange peels now. I got this war of nutrition that I got to battle here.
My God, that's tremendous stuff. Tremendous stuff. Never change.
Yeah. That's one of those ones that some pregame speeches stick with you. That one is one for all the wrong reasons.
For a million other reasons.
Yeah, that was great. But it is a war of attrition and nutrition.
And nutrition, too. I mean, make sure you chew bananas.
Are you stupid or something?
No, he wasn't.
Bananas keep you from cramping.
No.
This sounds like real-life Billy Bob, if we're being honest. A tan!
All right. I won't say names. No names are going to be named here. I'm not going to do it. That's not who I am. It's not where I'm going to go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.